Mishmaya means lenachas ruach l'kone, did not give pleasure to Hashem. The loy avad mitzvah min amuchas means he did not do the mitzvah min amuchor. He did not bring this korban eloh the best way. He didn't do it the way he was supposed to with the smicha. Maybe that's all it means. Kippur means he has kapor for everything. Just only he didn't do it the way he was supposed to. Ramila tzna din will like this. V'hanoiser v'shemen asher alakaf yelachap rolov l'fnei Hashem. Yeah, the anoise of Hashem, and this by a mitzvah. When you be mitzvah, so you have to pour the shemen hashol lakaf. You have to pour the shemen, the leftover shemen. It says the chaper lo lefnei Hashem. So like this, im nosen, if you put the shemen on him, keep riyaz the kaparo. V'im lo nosen like kippur dibra b'kiv. If you do not put the shemen on top of the mitzvah, then he has no kaparo. So Rashi says the nosen means shirayim arosh mitzvah kippur. Why the kaparo amatonas arosh k'siva? That the mitzvah has his kapara, it's talking about the matzonas on his head. That we pour the shemen on top of his head, that's what's likuva. So therefore, if you put the shemen, the oil on top of his head, he has the kapara. V'yim le'nosen le'kipa, that's the mekiva. For Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Yaimeno, shirei mitzvahim, that the shemen is only like a shirayim, a leftover mitzvah, meaning that's not likuva, that doesn't hold back the kapara. You could have the kapara even without it. If therefore, ben lo nitain keeper, whether you put the shemen on his head or whether not, the mitzvah has his kapar with the rest of the avoidus. Umal nol of kilu lechipper. It's just considered like he doesn't have the kapar. So here also, what does it mean to say he has the kapar and he doesn't have? What do you mean? My kilu lechipper. What do you mean to say it's considered like he doesn't have the kapar? Elaine, if you want to tell me, do me boy lasu you carbon achrino, that the mitzvah has to bring another whole set of carbonis. No, Armand, you just got finished saying they need to, and they need to keep her. Whether he did bring it, whether he didn't bring it, he has the kapara. So he says he has the kapara. He doesn't need a new carbon. Ela means to say kipa gavra. If they put the shemen on the rosh shomitzara, he has the ela kipa means the gavra always has the kapara, whether he did it or not. But like kippur, if they did not put the shemen on his head, you know what that means? Like kippur means kamei shemaya, means he did not do the mitzvah min amuchor. He does not give 100% nachas ruach to Hashem. According to Hashem, it wasn't done completely. So maybe hachinami here also. But it means here kippur by the smicha like kippur hachinami. Kippur means gavra, and like kippur means kamei shemaya. Smart says maybe no hosam nami. Kippur means matan v'hoinis. Like kippa means matanas arosh. It could be there also. No, what likuva is the matanas on the hands that you have to put the matan on the head. That's not likuva. That's what I meant to say. So Rashi says shira mitzvah the sevia noiser. What's left over? Adam. That's not likuva. Now matanas arosh. Biyavu lug achad. Havim was bringing another one. That's here. So that's more again says maybe that's not the pshat here either. You have no proof to say that loy kippur means only kapah shemaya, that you do not give nafs ruach 100%, but it could mean they're also different by the mitzvah. It means that the matan is on the hands that you have to have. That's what's telling the kapara. The secondary thing to put on top of his head, that b'chal is like kippur, meaning it's not likuva. If you have it, yes, if not, not. But maybe it doesn't mean kapah shemaya. Therefore, by smich was the same thing. That smicha means that you don't have the kapara for the yesli of smicha, but you have no proof to our shayla, because here the avera was done first after the shrita. If we have no proof clearly, what will be the loch in our shayla? When you make this, you makdish this korban oilah, you makfrish, you mean you set aside the korban oilah, and then you do a chet afterwards. Can you have a kapara still or not? So we don't have an answer yet. So Mar says like this. Toshima, Rabbi Shimon says the loshin to Seftin Shavuos, that kivsayat teres, the two kfosim that are brought on Shavuos. With the Shtei Lechem, Loma Hein Boin. I have a question, what are they brought for? For what purpose do we bring the two kvasim on Shavuos? That was his question. Yeah. Rashi says, Kivsa Atzera Shlomim Ninu. That's the more session. Yeah. But the Mara, Loma Hein Boin, Kivsa Atzera Shlomim Ninu. They're clearly Shlomim. What's your question, what they're brought for? Rashi says, "Kis yeter shlomim ninu." Ve'echi toni seifu de milsa tumas mitzvah kedoshim. First of all, the end of this braisa talks about that it comes to be mechapa for the averus of tumas mitzvah. If a Jew was tummy, went into the base of mitzvah, that these kabonis are mechaper, and it's not true. Ve'aloi choiva lelechem ein boim. That on Shavuos they bring a special two kvasim, two limbs. Those are ashlomim. And the purpose is lahateres hachodesh b'migdash limnachas l'bkurim. Those are special kabbonis that are brought when they bring the shteil lechem on Shavuos, which is matir the chodesh, the new week to be brought from minchin the base of migdash. Says so. What's your question? What are the two kvasim brought for? Shita, they brought their korban shlomim. Elu rather, Rav Shimon's question was like this: elasire yatzeres l'mahein boyim. The Rashi says gabi yatzeres tziv shnei sirim. They have to bring two special goats on Yom Tov. Chad b'teres kanim, it says v'asisim sirizim echad lachatis v'chad v'chumash apkudim. In Bamidbar says l'musafim v'kaim l'masech the shvuis siri heragolim. The two goats that are brought on Yom Tovim boyim al tumas mitzvah shekadoshav shein boyidia loy batchil v'loy basoif. If somebody the chlal, a Jew, did not realize that he was tamei and by mistake he went to the Beis Hamikdash and never even found out about it. So up until now we did not bring any kabbonis. He did not even know we did the chet. When it comes Yom Tovim, they bring a special Shnei Sirim to be mechaper on such a chet. So the kids of the kabbonis, the Shnei Sirim that are brought on Yom Tovim, are brought for a kapora of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. So now on this, the question is now, Elasirei Atzeres Lamahein Boyim. What purpose are they brought for? Al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. If so, the question is, what do you have to have two of them for? Why is it enough one? Nizrak Domesho Rishon. Look, once you made this Rika on the first Korvin, so Sheni Lama Korv. What do I need the second one for? Look, you have already the Kapara for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. So on Yom Tov itself, why do right away we have to bring a second one? What's the purpose of the second one? So it must be Al Tumas She'ira She'ira Vein Zelezeh. Let's say in between one Korvin and the second Korvin, somebody now just went into the Beis Hamikdash when he's Tomei, he did the Chet again, he needs the Kapara, so the second Korban has been the Chapar on this. That's what it comes for. So Emma Mayato say like this, that really Ruyin Hoya Yisrael Lahakav Korban is saying B'chol Ace or B'chol Shor. If we're afraid now of every second of the day that maybe somebody's going into the Beis Hamikdash when he's Tomei, so really we should have to bring this Korban every single day, 24 hours a day, every minute, every hour they should bring another Korban. Ella, the reason why we don't have this is Shechisach HaKostav, because we had Rachmanis in our moment. He didn't want to make us use up Shechostach. He had Rachmanis. Rashi says Chostach means Menaseim L'digdek Achrayim L'fi Shechastam Amoinim. Hashem had Rachmanis in our money. The Chaver Masech Tumnachis. Therefore Hashem was not Medakik so much. He only made it that on Yom Tovim, every Yom Tov we have to bring two Kabonis. Now, for Yehoch over here, the Yesed L'Acha Afrosha. The Chur with the Lashon here was that they were first mafresh the two Sirim, and then they brought the first one, and before he brought the second one, if there was the Chet done, so it's Mechaper on that Avera, even though they're already mafresh these two Sirim. But call Mechaper, and you see clearly that the second Sawyer is Mechaper on Avera that was done in between its Hafrosha until its Akrova. Samar says no. The Mar says this. If they made the Afrosha together, you'd have a good question. Why do we bring the second one for? Because maybe once you make the Afrosha, you set aside the Korban, you have no more Kapara. See if they're Mafresh the two together, you have a good question. Why do you need the second one for? Hocham, I ask you to know what we're talking about over here, the Psukim, or every single Yomtiv. You know how it works in every single Yomtiv. Hocham, I ask you on the Afreshino Bezeh Achazeh, and Echanami. We're talking about that in the morning, they're Mafresh one Sawyer. And they brought it, and it was mechapa their veris done until now. Then later in the afternoon, they bring a second one to be mechapa and their veris in between. That's the way you have to be matcha. If you tell me now a korban cannot be mechapa after the afrosha, you have to tell me the pasuk is talking about there are mafresh the shnei sirim on yom tovim one after another. For the Gemara, is that a good answer? The lake will get up, the layman say le lekroh the chiksiva bezech hazeksiva, but the pasuk doesn't say this. According to you, it should have been like in the pasuk. The makdish one verb, one babayka, one verb. The pasuk just says bring shnei sirim. It's mashma together. There's no such pasuk to say you have to separate the two. And according to you, if you don't separate them, there's no purpose to bring the second one. The only purpose is that after you brought the first one, before you mafresh the second one, the verb was done. The second one is bimechaper. But the pasuk doesn't say this. It's a dochik to say that's shan the pasuk. That's one question. Samar Papa says, Karbonas Tzibu Kamrit. What kind of question are you asking me here? You're asking me a question from the Sirei Atzeres, the special serum that I brought on Yom Tovim, which is a carbon tzibur. It's mechapa for the tzibur. It's not a yochid that's bringing this carbon, it's a carbon tzibur. I tell you, shani carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is much different. Why? To the new klal of the leiv bezdin kamas nalehim. That bezdin has a right to make a new condition. It's called leiv bezdin. The heart of bezdin made a condition. That means when they're first mafresh, these two serum, they made a condition, even though it would be mafresh them together, we're making a condition that the second carbon should be used for averus that are done up until it's akrova. So the new cloud Desmond can make tanoim, can make conditions in their carbon seba. And we'll soon see the mafokis. But it's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the other Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, carbonus seba, any carbon seba, the cloud is, Sakin the knife, meaning b'shash chita moshchosin l'mashein, it drags it for the purpose what you need it for l'mashein. Because even though with chilu when you mafresh it for a different purpose, that means nothing, because there's a condition on the karbonas tzibur that it can be used for anything you need b'shash the shchita. Rashi says, Kabbanah Siva Sakin Hashaychdon Moshchos Lamashain Ruin Vyam Devafil Loyoda Shaychid Mayim. What they need for going to meet them Shahitzuchu. Let's say came the end of Chodesh Adar and they had a few to meet them left over from last year's money. Shenichu Mitruma Yishana. The Giyu Echad, it comes now Rosh Chodesh Nisan that you cannot use last year's Kabbanah anymore. Shemitzvah Lahavi Minachodesh, you have to bring Kabbanah now bought from the new money for the new Truma Talishka. They are having Marot Shana. Says so Sheikhton, you can shecht now Ksharin, the Kaitsam is Bech Kedin Shah Moisra Trumas. He shecht it now and still kosher for Kaitsam is Bech. Even though it's not kosher for Tamidim, and even though Mitzchile was Hukdash for Korban Tamid, but that's a Tanai Bezdin, that on the side you do not need it anymore, you can't use it for Tamidim, you're allowed to shecht it for a Matana. So by carbon seed, but it's such a cloud of lave desdemasna. So that's why the Shnei serum, there's no question. It could be maybe you cannot have a kapara after afrosha. But that's only by carbon yochid. By carbon seed, but the desdem makes conditions, there the kapara could be even later. Yeah. Fred Gemara though, no. But you want to answer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that said this brisa. Reb Shimon is the one that's asking the question now. Siri atzeres lemahein boyin. Now, umiyis and Reb Shimon leiv bezdem asnaleim. Is it true what you're saying? Does Reb Shimon hold the yisoid or leiv bezdem asnaleim? It's not true. The Yomer Rav Idi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Omer Rav Yechanon, that tenidim shloihut zuchul tzibur. Oh, okay. It came at the end of Chodesh Adar. They had a few tenidim kavanas left over that they cannot use it anymore because tomorrow Rosh Chodesh Nisan you have to buy new kavanas from the new money. So you cannot use these leftover kabbonis from last year's money. So what do we do with these kabbonis? They're tamim. They have no mum. What do we do with them? So he says like this, L'divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon,